Jim Blackburn now saying hi to Eli in Portland, Oregon on 88.3 EWTN Radio. Hello, Eli.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go
Great.
Ahead.
I have a question about, I don't remember where in the Bible says where Jesus was going to be the first one of the resurrection. And I want to know if, there is nowhere in the Bible where it says what happened to the people that was resurrected before Jesus, like Lazarus or the little girl that was risen, or...
Eli, if I can, it's Patrick. Are you asking, did these people that Jesus resuscitated die again? Or
yes.
Do we say...
That he rise before and after,
sure.
Like the lady that was doing good deeds, you know, in the Acts of the Apostles.
Mm-hmm. Jim, yeah. do we call what Jesus did with Lazarus and what Peter and Paul and some other biblical figures did in raising the dead, do we properly speaking call those resurrections?
But properly, no. I understand people do sometimes refer to those as resurrections, and they are, in a sense, certainly a raising from the dead, but mm-hmm. they are not quite what happened, say, to Christ, to Jesus, when he raised himself from the dead with a glorified body, who would not die again and would ascend into heaven. Excuse me. What happened with, even we can go back to Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead, he did go on and live a lengthy life, became a bishop in the church, and then did die again. So we historically have a history of Lazarus himself, and we know what happened to him. We're told at the crucifixion that and with the everything involved with Easter, that there were those who did come out of their tombs and did go on and live again after they had died. But they lived very earthly human, natural lives, not supernatural, in the sense of being raised from the dead, as we will see in the resurrection of Christ, and as we will see in the resurrection at the end, the resurrection of the body at the end of time. those people went on to die again as well. I think the verse that you're referring to regarding Jesus being the first, this is in 1 Corinthians, I believe it is chapter 15. Paul tells us, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And that may be the verse that you were referring to, and that is a... an indication of what's to come. Christ is the first fruits. What happened with him, what he did in his own bodily resurrection, is what he's going to do for his followers after mm-hmm. after our deaths. But that type of resurrection for us is not going to happen until the end of time. Does that help?
Yeah, Eli dropped. Yeah,
did we lose?
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for that, Jim.